taking of the bread, the sacrament, the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist, has been one of the most valuable expressions of faith of the believers since the beginning of the church and for many centuries and generations. It has been real food and strength for the journey of faith of many people. The first call today is to remember how the Lord has done great things for us. He blessed our fathers in faith, our ancestors in the faith, the Jewish and many generations and centuries of Catholics. He has blessed us, our families, and our countries in many ways. He has been with us always, all the time. We must be sure about that the Lord is with us. And for that, we must praise God and remember that He has done many things for us. We are His people, and He is our God. Even more, we are His children, and He is our Father. He has left for us the sacraments that are visible manifestations of His love and of His presence among us, especially the most precious body and blood of Jesus, the Eucharist. The real presence of Jesus, body and blood. What we are going to have later at the altar is not just a symbol of faith, no. It is the real presence of Jesus, body and blood. That is the Eucharist for us. The real presence of Jesus that is making new for us. The readings from the book of Exodus and from the letter to the Hebrews describe different moments of the covenant that God had established with His people and with us. At the holy mountain, through the commandments and the willingness of the Israelites to fulfill their part, as they say, "We will do everything that the Lord has told us." Then at the cross, with Jesus as a high priest who offered himself as the victim and obtained for us eternal redemption, becoming the mediator of the new covenant. He is the new Lamb. Our celebration today is then an opportunity to renew our willingness to live according to the will of God. As the Israelites did, they say, "We will follow." Today is an opportunity to say, "Yes, we are willing to follow the will of God," following the commandments of the law, and to renew our trust in Jesus Christ as the one who mediates for us to the Father, as our Redeemer and Savior. Then the Eucharist today for us is also a sacrifice that is making new and is offered for our sins. Once more, we offer the sacrifice of Jesus in the cross for us, for the sins of our community, for our sins. Because he is the mediator between us and the Father. Then at the Gospel relates to us the events of the Last Supper. That was the Jewish Passover celebration and became the institution of the Holy Eucharist, the precious body and blood of Christ. That is the seal of the new covenant, the actual covenant that we have with God. Every time that we receive communion, we are receiving the body and blood of Christ. Perhaps today is also a good occasion to see how we should receive that body and blood of Christ. First, with a personal disposition, being at a state of grace, with a clean heart, being at peace with Him. If you have serious sins, you should look for the sacrament of reconciliation. If no, we have at the beginning of the Mass that opportunity to confess in front of the community that we are sinfulness, that we are sinners, and we ask God to forgive us and to make us worthy to be able to receive Him. Second, we should receive Jesus with reverence and respect, knowing that we are receiving the body and blood of Christ. You can choose how do you receive it. In your hands, it's allowed. In your tongue, if you want to kneel down. Here in the parish, we respect. But we ask you to do it with reverence and respect. And I think we do well. Everybody follows and we try to pray. And now there is time for prayer while the deacon doing the purification of the vessels. Now it's in the credence table. Some people will say, oh, Father, why don't you go ahead? No, it's a time to pray. It's a time to say to Jesus, thank you, Lord, for coming to me. Thank you, Jesus, for being with me. Those moments of silence are very important also in the Mass. It's the opportunity for us to pray. And third, how to receive Jesus? We must be willing to be in communion with the body of Christ. Challenge ourselves to do our best to build up the church, to work for the kingdom of God, and to love those around us, working for peace and unity. It's not only being in communion with Jesus. If you receive Jesus, we are challenged to be in communion with the whole community, with the world. The Holy Eucharist is also in communion with Jesus and with the body, my family, my community, the church. the whole world. Let us praise the Lord for this great sacrament. Let us praise Him for His great mercy and love to us. Let us praise the Lord because He is with us every day and every weekend when we come together to celebrate these sacred mysteries. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.